He looked as merry as a funeral march. The gunslinger who had danced a furious Kamala by torchlight in Colibrin Sturgis might have been 1,000 years in his grave.
How are you, Roland?
Good enough to hunker.
Aye, but how are you?
Roland glanced at him, then reached into his pocket and brought out his tobacco pouch. Old and full of aches, as you must know. Would you smoke? Jake considered, then nodded. There'll be shorts, Roland warned. There's plenty in my purse I was glad to have back, but not much blowweed.
Save it for yourself if you want.
Roland smiled. A man who can't bear to share his habits is a man who needs to quit them. He rolled a pair of cigarettes, using some sort of leaf which he tore in two, handed one to Jake, then lit them up with a match he popped alight on his thumbnail. In the still, chill air of Cannes Tique Titi, the smoke hung in front of them, then rose slowly, stacking on the air. Jake thought the tobacco was hot, harsh, and stale, but he said no word of complaint. He liked it. He thought of all the times he'd promised himself he wouldn't smoke like his father did, never in life, and now here he was, starting the habit. And with his new father's agreement, if not approval. Roland reached out a finger and touched Jake's forehead, his left cheek, his nose, his chin. The last touch hurt a little. Pimples, Roland said. It's the air of this place. He suspected it was emotional upset as well, grief over the pair. But to let Jake know, he thought that would likely just increase the boy's unhappiness over Callahan's passing.
You don't have any, Jake said. Skin's as clear as a bell. Lucky.
No pimples, Roland agreed, and smoked.